From the start, Philadelphia went out of its way to make good on its city of brotherly love appellation.
Anybody checking in as a delegate for the convention? Oh,
yay!
Excellent.
Right
over here.
Welcome.
Welcome to Philadelphia. Everybody.
Welcome.
Greeters waited near the baggage claim to welcome convention guests with miniature colonial-era American flags and packages of soft pretzels made in Philly. Philadelphia, of course, is the birthplace of the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. Hillary Clinton fans are counting on the city to be the official launching pad of another milestone in American history, the first woman president. But Democrats are starting things off openly divided. Just yesterday, the party's national chairwoman, Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, gave in to pressure to step down over leaked emails that show the Democratic National Committee plotting to damage Clinton's primary rival, Bernie Sanders. Activists supporting Sanders protested downtown all day Sunday.
I was with the thousands of people from around the nation who are here protesting and raising a voice. I was marching and carrying signs and singing songs and chanting, and I'm hot and sweaty from doing that.
Michael Harrington is a Bernie Sanders delegate from Chicago who'd taken a break and stepped into the nearby hotel housing the Illinois delegation.
All of these people represent millions of people in their home states. I met people here from all over the United States who are here to say we want something different and we're going to make something different happen. I think it's pretty big.
Big enough that another Sanders delegate, Jose Alfonso Villalobos, says Clinton needs to recognize it and build on what Sanders accomplished in the primary. Villalobos was a founder of Kane County for Bernie and proudly sports a Sanders T-shirt that reads, "Not me, us."
We helped bring our district, our county, I should say. Our county won by 12 points over Hillary. So we've got those bragging rights right there. And I'm here to, you know, kick butt and take names.
Sanders did win in Kane County, but Clinton took Illinois overall in March. Still, it was a narrow win of less than 40,000 votes. Villalobos says he'll spend this week reaching out to Clinton supporters, asking them to get on board with the progressive movement. He says both sides are stronger together when they're united.
I don't want to divide anything. I want unity as much as the next person, okay? You know, but how we go about that is very important.
So you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton no matter what? That's a done deal?
Okay. Well,
No.
Well, look, this is the thing, all right? This is the thing. I need to hear from her that she's going to build with us. It's not a matter of yes or no, okay? Everyone thinks, ooh, then, you know, ooh, it's going to be Donald Trump who will win everything, okay? Look, I want to vote, okay? I want to vote for the right person. But you have to give me something, somebody who's going to fight for the right things, okay? This is the thing. She's like, she's close. She's so close. She is so very close.
Close, but he's not ready to vote for Clinton just yet. Clinton has until November to convince him and other voters who are on the fence. But the goal is to make it happen this week during the Democratic National Convention. In Philadelphia for the DNC, I'm Amanda Vinicky.